we may God forgive us, sometimes dare complain about what we are served at table. Where is our faith? Do you know that the lifespan of most of the human race is less than half of ours in America? And you know why? Malnutrition. And the lack of all those medical and therapeutic aids that we have to sustain our lives. Is it any wonder almost one half the human race is in revolt? They know about us, wallowing in affluence, and the breasts of their mothers don't have enough milk to feed the infants of their womb. Let's pray. This is a most important invocation. It is failure by Christians to live up to the demands implied in this petition that has created the hydra of communism in the world. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. This, you will notice, is a second comparison. They are frightening things, these comparisons of God. Because trespasses mean offenses. And how many people offend us? Maybe a word of explanation is called here to remind ourselves that this being offended may indeed be conscious and deliberate on the part of the one who, well, offends, but frankly, in most cases, not so. In most cases, and the passive voice here is meaningful. It is we who are offended, in many cases, perhaps in most cases. Well, just because we take offense. Therefore, whether the offense is intended on the part of the offender or not intended, as far as we are subjectively concerned, it makes no difference, right? We're offended. It's been an offense. And the people's maybe later protest or apology, to the contrary notwithstanding, well, we've been offended. Now, it's all of those myriad ways in which we are offended, that passive voice I prefer, because it brings out what we so much need to know. We are constantly being offended by people with a lot of psychological consequences that follow. Very well. Being offended, we are to forgive, whether intentional or not. We must forgive. And we tell God to forgive us. This is a petition, all right. But what a petition. It is, if you wish, a malediction unless we carry out the condition that Christ bids us insert in our plea. In other words, the request for mercy is provisional. Listen to the provision. It is a provision four times over. We lay down four conditions. We ask to be forgiven by God if we forgive. We ask to be forgiven as we forgive. We ask to be forgiven on condition that we forgive. And what I think most needs saying, we ask to be forgiven insofar as we forgive. Do you know there are degrees to forgiveness? And those degrees are matters of depth. I have forgiven her or him, but I can't get it off my mind. Says who? We have on our minds what we want to have on our minds, and what we don't, we won't. This is at the heart of the gospel. Lead us not into temptation. Clearly, we are not asking to be delivered from all temptation. That would be a not so wise request for the call of the angel of death. As long as we are on earth, we are going to be tempted, which means we're going to be tried. Temptations from the world, from the flesh, from the evil spirit, are part of God's plan, really plan, for our salvation and sanctification. But we do ask in this petition to be enlightened, and I hope I will be clear, enlightened in two ways: to avoid unnecessary temptations. You know, there's such a thing as being needlessly aggressive in exposing ourselves to temptation. There is such a thing as tempting God. There is such a thing as heedlessness. And, from another viewpoint, we ask to be enlightened to avoid temptations that God foresees better than we would be too strong for us. When are temptations too strong? Oh, that's easy. When we give in to them. We've got so much strength. We've got so much grace. Then with consummate thoughtlessness, where angels who know better would fear to tread, we human beings bluster into a jungle of temptation which God never really intended us to be exposed to. This is saying a lot in a few words. We pray for light. But then we also pray to be strengthened to resist temptations that we do face, both those that God in His ordinary providence intends us to experience and those to which, well, once we're in the jungle, here we are. And we might have avoided them, but this is me, just like me. Lord, now, get me out. Like then, how to scramble out of the manhole that we fell into. and how to overcome whatever the forces of evil are upon us, whether our own passions or the world or the evil spirit, how to successfully overcome those temptations, and the clincher, and be the better for them. That's the divine purpose for temptations, that we grow in virtue. The purpose of temptations cannot be, because it is a divine purpose, just that God might see us writhe or struggle. He does not like to watch us wrestling with a devil. That's not God. What He wants is that, having been tested, and that's what temptation means, we might be stronger in our loyalty, in our faith, in our trust, and above all, in our love. Finally, deliver us from evil. This, of course, is a plea to be liberated from sin. What kind of sin? All mortal sin, absolutely. And venial sin, increasingly. We then pray for a gradual diminution of our deliberate venial sins. But we also pray for deliverance from physical evil that might prove too much for us. You know, there are sufferings, whether bodily or other kinds of suffering we may experience, social pain of estrangement, non-acceptance or rejection, the physical pain of the body. There are certain of these evils which we know also God wants us to undergo. But these sufferings that we experience should prove good for us. We ask to be delivered from those that wouldn't be good for us, because, you know, suffering is not always sanctifying. Agreed? Suffering can make people cynical. And we ask to be delivered from the evil one. In Eastern Christianity, the closing invocation of the Lord's Prayer is, deliver us from the evil one. And then we especially ask to be delivered from the greatest evil that can befall a creature of God. We ask to be delivered from everlasting death. Let us ask our Savior, who taught us this prayer, to not only say it, but to live it. It contains all that we need to know and all that we are supposed to do, until we shall no longer have to recite the Lord's Prayer, which is heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.